Hello there. Glad you're listening to my podcast and spending a little time on the website this week. Wanted to give you a comment about drunk driving in my home state of Louisiana. We're heard all over the country, but it just seems that month after month, there's a greater concentration of drunk driving in Louisiana than virtually any state in the country. Terrible examples this week of hit and runs, where someone hit and ran, had a guy that met a young lady at a bar, took her for a spin in his Lamborghini, 103 miles an hour through the streets of New Orleans, hit an embankment, killed her. He was ejected because, ironically, he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. She died at the scene. And there's just too many examples of that, like I say, down here in Louisiana. We have so many drunk drivers down here. It seems like it's rampant. And then what is happening is the repeat drunk drivers. Just recently, I've read it in my local paper, 7th DWI, guy over in Abita Springs over by Covington, Louisiana, got his 8th DWI. Eight? And then he got in his 7th, and then 6 hours later, he got his 8th after he was released from jail. What happened to 3, 4, and 5? Why didn't somebody pick up on that and say, wait a minute, this guy's got a massive problem. He's a huge threat to the people of this state. He should not be driving on the road. And after 3, he ought to be going to jail. That's the law, by the way, in Louisiana. It's mandatory. After 3 DWIs, you go to jail for 2 years. Your car can be sold out from under you. I know that law very well because I proposed it when I was insurance commissioner back in the 1990s. Good law, good teeth in the law, and to deal with the reflection of the free and easy lifestyle we have down here in Louisiana. Daiquiri shops that are open 24 hours a day, drive-through daiquiri shops. My friends who come from other states are dumbfounded that we have drive-through daiquiri shops down here. And then it used to be that it was a South Louisiana thing to have the bars open all night and drink so much throughout South Louisiana. But now with the casinos coming up to Shreveport, coming into the central part of the state, then drinking now around the clock is taking place in many parishes, what you call counties if you live in some other state, all over the country. And so we just don't seem to have the enforcement with district attorneys and judges like other states do. I mean, some states take this very, very seriously. In New York, for example, a district attorney out in Brooklyn, I recall, really cracked the whip. Some drunk driver killed a couple of kids, and he charged the person with murder. Well, that just doesn't happen down here. The driver I said in the Lamborghini, I think, had a $75,000 bond. He's back out in the streets out driving right now. So until we put the teeth into the law, you're going to see, number one, high insurance rates, and number two, you're going to see very unsafe highways with the number of drunk drivers. I hope that's not the case in your state, but if it is, I hope you'll crack down there too. Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast. Hope you'll tune in again next week.